everyone, and welcome to New Sex Toy Review. Today's product is the Sex Toys for Men Male Masturbator Cup, automatic men's adult toy with 7 thrusting and rotating vibrating modes, hands-free male sex toys with 3D texture channel, men masturbation pocket pussy machine by Yamooch. So Yamooch is a new sponsor, and this is the first toy they sent me. And it's also part of a Black Friday deal, so I'm not going to bury the lead. This toy is $35 if you order it like before the end of the month. Now, I do have a 10% off coupon code, but there's an existing 30% off coupon code. So the toy normally goes for about $54. With just my 10% off coupon code, it's $49.49. With the additional 30% coupon code, it drops down to about $35. So this is an extremely cheap, affordable toy. It's sub $50, and it does a lot of stuff. Let's talk about it. Now, this detail is etched into, or I guess molded. I guess would mold be the right word. It's got a lot of detail, a lot of unnecessary, superfluous detail. I appreciate it, but yeah, it's all molded into the plastic for some reason. A lot of weird, superfluous details. Anyway. So, this is a hands-free toy, and it actually comes with the suction cup. A lot of these hands-free toys, they have the little thing on top for the hands-free suction cup to screw into, but it doesn't actually come with one. This one actually comes with one, so you can do that. Also, it uses a headphone-style charger, like it's the only hole in the toy. So here's the charger. You put it in, and the two lights will flash. That lets you know it's charging. Now, as far as the operation of the toy, it's real simple. There's 2 independent buttons. There is a 2-arrow button. This is basically the thrusting and spinning. The thrusting and spinning is it's one motion, so it spins as it thrusts. You can't separate the thrusting and the spinning, unfortunately. And it really only goes in one speed. Clicking the different patterns just makes it either crank or adjust the speed, but you can't actually make it faster or slower or anything. And the lightning bolt is the vibrations. And the vibrations are in, well, I'll just show you. So there, here's the insert. I can't take this part out because it's built into the toy. What do I mean by that? Here, I can actually remove this window. You're not supposed to take that out, but you can push it out. So these are 2 different inserts. The inner chamber, the one that spins and thrusts, is a clear silicone insert, or like a jelly insert. And the one that, you know, you push against when you go in, it's actually, there's screws in it. You can't take this out. It's built into the plastic. And it has 2 bullet vibrators built into it. So there's bullet vibrators in this cap insert. So when you're going in and out, it actually does feel good. That's a problem with all these hands-free toys. You know, when all the action is happening up here, but you know, about a good portion of your dick is in this section and you're not getting any action, it sucks. So what this does is there's 2 bullet vibrators built into this insert. So even if you're, you know, let's say your dick's only this big, you know, like this part's getting all this action, but then you're feeling the vibrations on this part. So you're at least getting something. All right, so you can see the spinning, thrusting. It goes pretty much up to the insert itself. This is just the spinning and thrusting. You can click the button and it reverses, click it again, and it kind of cranks back and forth for like every other second. And then you can adjust the speed, but you notice it doesn't go faster or slower. It just adjusts how quickly it changes direction. So that's the spinning and thrusting. And then you hold down the lightning bolt. And the vibrators go off in this insert. So this part doesn't vibrate. This part vibrates. The part you actually put your dick in is vibrating. And I can feel the bullet vibrators are right here and on the other side. So you're basically, you have 2 bullet vibrators on either side, and then you have the spinning thrusting toy that goes in like that. All right. So you got to turn the functions off individually. Again, the lightning bolt button activates the bolt vibrators. The 2 arrows activates the spinning and thrusting. All right, for cleaning it, you're probably wondering, how do I get this out? You know, I can't take this out because it's built into it, because it's got the bolt vibrators. So what you do is you have to unscrew it from here. So this part comes off, and you can see it has like connectors, and there's metal connectors here, and that's how the power gets to the bullet vibrators. Once you get this part off, you can pull this part out, rinse it, turn it inside out. You can rinse this part out and clean off anything. But, I mean, the hole goes straight through, so you probably don't have too much to clean up for this, but you can rinse this out. So that's how you clean this. You have to separate it from the middle because you can't get this insert out. This insert is built into it. It's screwed in. It's molded in. You're not getting this insert out. So if you had to, normally with these types of toys, you take this insert out, then you reach in and grab this insert. But with this one, you unscrew it, and that's how you get it out. This toy has a pretty powerful motor. Let me demonstrate. All right. So I'll turn on the thrust. So I'll try to stop it. You know what? Let me take this part off. This will make it easier. Oh, you can see the lights better. See the blue lights? They turn green or red or yellow. They're just lights. They don't do anything. The lights do nothing. They're just there for the sake of being there because they just thought, you know, put lights on it. Why not? Anyway, so let's jam this toy and see how it works. So it jams pretty easily, and you can stop it, but it immediately starts back up. So you don't have to worry about, you know, turning it off and on. If you do jam it, it immediately starts back up. See? Even if you stop it, it'll just kick back up. It's actually really powerful. I know I'm making it seem easy to jam, but that's because it's so short. Again, it's supposed to be combined with this. You're not supposed to go balls deep into this insert because it's not deep enough. It's supposed to be combined with this, and this has vibrators in it, and that's how that works. So if I just put some downward pressure, it takes a fair bit of strength to jam this like this. Now the easy way to jam it is just to push it. That you could jam it pretty easily. But to actually try to slow it down, it actually takes a fair amount of pressure. You can do it, but it's pretty powerful. So now, that's about it, all right? That's about all she wrote. So here we go. For a sub $50 toy, this toy is great, absolutely great. The motor isn't the most powerful motor I've ever seen, but it's pretty powerful for a toy at this price range. Most toys around $50 to $100 have very weak motors. This toy has a pretty decent to above average motor. It's not the most powerful motor I've ever seen, but it's definitely not the weakest. And the fact this has, I really like this has the bullet vibrators built into this insert, because that way, you know, your whole dick is getting some action, not just the part that gets up in here. And there's two of them, which I've never seen before. I've seen ones with one, but not ones with two. And I was a little bit confused about how to clean it until I realized you could do that. And they don't talk about this on the website, so I actually had to like fiddle around with this and figure out how to take this off to clean it. It does come with, you know, the hands-free device, like the hands-free mount. So what you do is you can tighten this and loosen this to adjust this. It has a suction cup. You activate that to, you know, act to have it stick. Now it needs a flat surface, so it won't stick to wood or anything like that, anything porous, but it'll stick to like sheet metal or stainless steel or, you know, that sort of thing. It's nice that it's there. These things tend not to stick for me, but it's nice that they included it, because a lot of toys, again, they have the mount for it, but they don't actually include the actual mount for the device. So anyway, if you were to ask me how much this toy costs, I would say $100-$150. That's just based on the motor speed, the functionality, because you don't just have a powerful motor. You have two bullet vibrators built into the cap. So you have three toys going at once. It's pretty easy to clean. It's good. It's very durable, very sturdy, well made. It doesn't feel cheap at all. So if you were to ask me how much I would pay for this or how much I would expect this to go for online, I would say $100-$150, somewhere within that range. If you were to tell me this costs less than $50, I'd be like, you're lying. There's no way this toy costs less than $50. If you were to tell me this toy costs $35, I'd slap your mom for raising a liar. but it's true. This toy is normally over $50, but there's a 10% off coupon code for me. Now, to use a 10% off coupon code, you don't actually need to input anything. You click on the link in the description, it will automatically apply the 10% off coupon code. Then you activate the 30% off coupon code, and then you get it goes from $49.49 to $35. So that is, I mean, that's like the price of just a pocket pussy. So a pocket pussy that does absolutely nothing, you're going to pay about $20-$30 for. This is a spinning, thrusting, vibrating, hands-free toy for $35. The same price you would pay for just a sleeve to put your penis in. So this is a smoking deal. Smoking deal. And so if you're thinking about getting this kind of toy, get it now, because the coupon codes will be, they won't work after the end of the month. This is a limited time promotion for Black Friday, you know, like the holiday season. So if you're going to get this toy, get it now before the coupon codes expire. They expire at the end of the month. So they're going to go from November 17th, which is today, until the end of November. So if you don't get it, and you don't get the discount, it's still like a good toy at whatever it's being sold for, like a little bit over $50, that's fine. This is still a good deal at a little over $50. But if you can get it for $35, well, why don't you get it for $35? So yeah, this is like a good mid-tier toy in general, but for the price, it's amazing. This is an amazing deal for $35 for a toy of this quality. And it's Amazon Prime eligible, so it's free shipping. So $35 and free shipping, I mean, yeah. Yes, please. I'll take two. Anyway, that's all I have to say about this toy. I don't have any complaints about it either. I think that, now, normal, if I couldn't take this cap out, and I had to like somehow force the insert through this little window, that wouldn't work. But yeah, you just take this part off, easy peasy. So it's easy to clean. Everything works great. Good, solid build quality. The insert is very durable. It's got the bullet vibrators built into it. It's got the hands-free device. I have no complaints about this toy. And you can't beat the price. So scoop this toy up now before it's gone and before the price goes back to a little bit over $50, but I still think over $50 is a good deal. Anyway, so thank you very much, Yamooch. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly or not, but I'm reading it as Yamooch. So thank you, Yamooch, for sending me this toy. Use the coupon code, use the link. The link will automatically apply the 10% off coupon code. Then you have to manually click on the save 30% coupon on the Amazon listing. And then there you go. That'll knock the price to $35. You're welcome. Happy Black Friday. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. Whatever celebration you celebrate, make sure you get this toy for yourself for an amazing deal from Yamooch. That's all I have to say. Thank you very much for watching. This is Turd Flinging Monkey, and I'll see you next time.